Module 2. Christmas. The busy Christmas season. Dear Larry, it was so good to hear from you last week. Thank you so much for your Christmas greeting. For many days, I have said that I must send an email to Larry. But each day bedtime arrived, and yet again, I had not done it. Well, at last, I am writing to you. It is not because I have forgotten you or because I do not appreciate our friendship. Almost every day at some time you are mentioned in our conversations here in Scotland. When we saw the snow in Beijing on the television and heard of the cold you were suffering, we always thought of you. My delay has been because of the busy Christmas season. We had family stay at our home and took part in many Christmas festivities. Joan and I had a special family time at Christmas. My son David, his wife and their two little girls came over on Christmas Day. They stayed with us for a few days. Joan and I had a lovely time with our granddaughters. Watching them open their Christmas presents made us very happy. On Christmas morning, I dressed up as Santa Claus and visited the homes in our street where there were little children. I gave each child a present, which I pretended that I had forgotten when I came during the night before. One little girl asked me where Rudolph the reindeer was. She had left a carrot outside her house for him, and he had not eaten it. She was quite upset about that and wanted me to take the carrot to him. I told her that I would do that and took the carrot with me. That made her happy again. Joan joins me in sending you our best wishes. Yours most sincerely, Ken.
Getting ready for Christmas.
My mum is going mad getting ready for Christmas. She has lots of lists for the food and presents and jobs like decorating the Christmas tree. She is worrying a lot about getting it all done. I am helping as much as I can. But I think she is doing too much. She is getting very cross. It's making me and my brother cross too. Why do we have to do all these things at Christmas, Sam?
Dear Sam, most people like to do all the traditional things at Christmas. It makes them feel as if they are all part of the same big family. It is a good time for families to get together. People like to cook turkey and all the other traditional food. They even like to cook Brussels sprouts, although many people don't like the taste. I'm doing all those traditional things too. Your mother is getting cross because she wants things to be perfect. Help her as much as you can. Do some of the things on her list that she hasn't asked anyone to do yet. Maybe you and your brother could decorate a Christmas tree. That is fun, but it takes a lot of time.
An Aussie Christmas. Kyle is an 11-year-old boy who lives in Australia. He has written a passage about Christmas for the school newspaper. Christmas is a very special time of the year because we get together with family and get many presents. Christmas falls during our summer holiday, so we can have a long holiday too. Last year, our cousins came to stay at our house. We have a big swimming pool and lots of trees in our garden. We woke up early on Christmas Day. The sun rose early and was shining through the window. All of the children ran to the living room, and there, under the tree, were all the presents. We were shouting so much that we woke up the adults. There's no chimney in our house, so I wondered how Santa dropped off the presents. It's too hot to have a fireplace where we live. My dad wore a Father Christmas outfit and handed the presents to us. Then we ran outside to play with our toys. I got a new bicycle. Meanwhile, Mum started to get the fruit salad and pancakes ready for breakfast. Our parents sat at the outdoor table and chatted while we played. After that, all of us got into the swimming pool. The water was warm, and we stayed there for at least an hour. The adults too, splashing and talking. For lunch, we had a huge seafood barbecue. Dessert was an Australian favourite called pavlova, which has a sweet sugary base covered with berries and cream. To end it all, we took our four-wheel drive truck for a drive up the beach and played in the sand. That night, our other cousins, who live in England, phoned to wish us Happy Christmas. They told us that it was nearly lunchtime there. It was freezing cold, and so they had been inside all day. That is really different from our Christmas. Wow! Now I know why the Christmas cards always have winter pictures on them. It seems strange to me that in North America and Europe it is cold at Christmas, while we have such lovely sunny weather. I know that people left Europe long ago to come to Australia, and so we all have Christmas trees, presents, Father Christmas, and of course, the story about baby Jesus. But our holiday is a summer holiday, very different from theirs. I guess that I can see that Father Christmas does come from Europe, because he dresses in such warm winter clothes, hat and all. The Christmas tree also has pretend white snow on it. I imagine that it must be nice to see the Christmas lights in the snow, but I think an Aussie Christmas is the best. Most important, though, is that Christmas is a time for family and fun, no matter where you live.